Tonight in Psalm 68 and verse number 19, the Bible said, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Selah. I appreciate the fact that God tonight, we looked at the A this morning, the ABCs of walking with God. And the A stood for, I know the second one was adversaries. The last one was adventure. What was the first one? The advantage of walking with God. Thank you, Brother Chris. Those of you that are laughing at me in your spirit right now, you won't be laughing when you get here. Amen. Tonight I want to look at the benefits of walking with God. You can be seated. Pray for us. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be here at Bible Way with your precious people. I want to praise you tonight for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for the great choir singing, the special singing tonight, for each one that's made their way tonight to the house of God. And Lord, I pray right now for the tent meeting. We need an awakening, Lord, in America. God, there's a lot riding on this election that's coming up in November. And God, I pray you'd have your way. Lord, I ask you tonight to bless us as we look into the Word of God together. Help Sister Patton, Lord, to heal up, get better. Brother John's dad and many others, Lord, that are struggling with their health. Sister Beth, God, I know tonight that, Lord, she needs a touch. And I know, God, you're the great physician. I just ask you, Lord, tonight to help us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. One of the first things that you'll ask about or inquire about when you apply for a job, unless you're a teenager just going to get on at McDonald's for a little while or something like that, but one of the first things you'll inquire about is the benefits that come with that job. When you get on up and you've got a family, and sometimes, Brother Rusty, your family's growing a little bit, those benefits mean a lot, amen, whether we can go to the doctor, whether we can go to the dentist, and all those things, some kind of retirement to take care of our wives when we're gone and our families, something maybe for the children to go to school and things of that nature. The benefits mean a lot. And I remember years ago, I'm not going to bore you with this, but years ago I was a welder. And I was welding for a company called Ledford Welding, just outside of Baltimore in a little place called White Marsh. And I went into a place to work called Allied Chemical. I guess, Brother David, it was a lot like Eastman. I don't know, but it was a huge place. And when I got there, I was working with a company called McDade Rigging. And McDade Rigging tried to hire me out from under Ledford Welding. Well, that didn't go on but a day or two. And I looked at what they had to offer, and I really wasn't too interested. And Allied Chemical tried to hire me out from under Ledford Welding. And I'm telling you, they laid the benefits, Brother Larry, out there. And I thought to myself, how in this world could a man walk away from something like that? Look at those benefits. And I went back, and I was just young, probably dumb too. But I went back, talked to my boss. I said, "Looky here, boss, what they offered me down there at Allied Chemical." He said, I said to him, I said, "I especially want you to look at this retirement program." I said, "This is unbelievable." He looked at it and he just grinned ear to ear. He called me Ricker. He said, "Ricker, do me a favor." I said, "What's that?" He said, "When you go back down there in the morning," he said, "find out how many people's retired from that company." I got to asking around, you didn't live to get out of there. You can offer somebody the moon, say amen, if they ain't going to live to get out of there, amen. And so I just open and honest with my boss. He was open and honest with me. And I said, you know what, boss? I said, I think I'll just hang in here a while. Amen. I'm going to live forever. I know that now, but I didn't know that then. Amen. But the benefits, that's something that you talk about, that you ask about. And tonight we want to look at the benefits of walking with God. It's a great benefit package. And I want to show you some things tonight that the Lord has spoke to my heart about. The Bible said in Psalm 68, we read in your hearing, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth up with benefits. How often are we supposed to walk with Him? Every day. Amen. We'll walk with Him daily. He'll just load our wagon daily. Amen. Daily. The Bible said in Psalm 103 and verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then the Bible said this, and forget not all of His benefits. You know when we forget them is when we're not walking with Him. When we're walking with Him, amen, we're reminded of how kind He is and how good He's been to us. And there's been times in my life that God has had to chasten me like a whip, amen. He had to get my attention. But more times than not, you know how God has chastened me? With His goodness. The Bible said, and knoweth not the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. When you get to where you're not walking with God, and God lets you see that you're not walking with God, and God lets you see how good He's been to you, you get to a place where you don't like it. You get tired of it. You want to get back over there in the path where He is and walk with Him some more. The Bible said in Psalm 116 and 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I'm going to answer that question after a while. What could we give God for all the benefits that He has rendered toward us tonight? I'll give you tonight three things simply. Number one, these benefits that I'm speaking about, they're seen in our living. The Word of God tells us in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 4, therefore we're buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. I'm going to tell you tonight, beloved, listen, you're looking at a preacher that believes if there's never been a change, then there's never been a conversion. There's never been a birth. The Bible that I read tonight says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. God never said we'd be perfect until we get home. Amen. But I tell you what God did say. He said, when a man's born again, born of the Spirit of God, amen, he's going to hate some things he used to love, and he's going to love some things he used to hate. Amen. And he's going to change crowds. See, I don't still sit on the same stools with that crowd I sat on when I was telling about that job in Baltimore. Amen. I don't sit there anymore. I've got a place in God's house with God's family. So the benefit is seen in our living. It's a new life, the newness of life. The Word of God said not only do we walk in the newness of light, but we walk in the light. Psalm 56 verse 13 said this, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? God didn't just give us life, but He gave us light. And He said, I want you to walk in that light. The Bible said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Think about that. When you're walking with God, you're actually, the Bible did say, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And I got to give you this again. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And the Bible said that we're walking in the light of His countenance. That's a blessing, amen. When we're walking with God, there's the benefits that's seen in our living. We walk in the newness of life. We walk in the light. The Bible said, O house of Jacob, in Isaiah 2 and verse 5, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. John chapter 8, Jesus said again unto them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I don't know about you tonight, but it's a lot better walking in the light. Years ago, I got started It's been many years ago. I was probably about 20 years old when I started hunting. And I thought, boy, it's important to have a good flashlight. Let me tell you something else that's important. First time it happens to you, you'll understand. It's important to have a good backup flashlight. You say, what do you mean? In the dark, you can't even see how to put batteries in that one. Amen. You can't even find them. Amen. So you need you a little pen light or something. Amen. That at least you can work on your other light with or get out of the woods. Amen. But let me tell you about this light. I'm talking about walking in. You don't need a backup. It never goes dim. It never goes out. You can walk in it from here to heaven. And the light, as a matter of fact, just gets brighter and brighter and brighter all along the way. The Bible said, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as the children of light. But if we walk in the light, as He's in the light, then the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. The people that are walking in victory are walking with the Lord. Don't mean they're perfect, but I'll tell you what it does mean. It means when they mess up, they're right there and the Lord's right there close to them. Amen. And they know they've done. I'm glad I serve a God. I'm telling you, I can spit something out of my mouth that shouldn't come out of my mouth. It don't take God 30 seconds to say that ain't right. And you know it ain't right. And I know it ain't right. And you need to get it right. Amen. And sometimes it don't even have to come out of my mouth. It just goes on between my ears and I'll fall down and say, God, forgive me. Why? Because I want to stay in the light. I'm not supposed to be walking in darkness. I'm supposed to walk in the light. And then not only the benefits is seen in our living, we walk in the newness of life and we walk in the light. But get this, we walk with the Lord. Think about that tonight. Think about that. You and I have the blessed privilege to walk with the Lord. Listen to what the Bible said. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. That's not complicated, is it? Up there in those verses, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? God said, I'll tell you what you could do. You could just do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God. By the way, I'm going to say something tonight. I think I've touched on this before. When you're walking with the Lord, you do walk humbly. A man that's full of pride, he ain't walking with the Lord. I'm telling you that right now. A woman that's full of pride, they're not walking with the Lord. A teenager, a young person that's full of pride is not walking with the Lord. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I mean this. I believe the person, I don't know who that person is in the building that's walking closest to the Lord doesn't know it. Because the person that's closest is the person that sees the most because of all that light that needs to improve in their own life. Amen. I appreciate that, don't you? That song said, Brother Dale, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. I don't know about you tonight. That's the way I want to walk. That's the way I want to live. The benefits of walking with God. It's seen, number one, in our living. Number two, it's seen in our loving. The Bible tells us here in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. How many understands tonight that that is a tall order? Walk in love. And He didn't just leave it there. He said, just like Christ loved us. Husbands tonight, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. You talk about a tall order, honey. Right there it is. Amen. A lot of preachers want to preach about that wife submitting unto the husband. I tell you what, a husband ever learns to love his wife like Christ loved the church, there won't be no problem with submission. Amen.
And I believe one of the reasons God said it that way is that it doesn't matter who we are or how we've matured in our relationship, there's always room for improvement. It's seen in our loving. We're to walk after Christ. Walk in love. As Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. And then the Bible teaches us to walk after his commandments. 2 John chapter, it's only one chapter, but verse number 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. You know what the Bible said, that he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. That's strong. I know it's strong, but that's the Bible. It's right there in 1 John chapter 2. Amen. No, we're not saved by keeping commandments. The commandments, beloved of God, were given to us as a schoolmaster to show us that we needed Christ. But now we got the Holy Ghost living in us. We got the Holy Bible in front of us. Amen. And we get to walk with God. And you know what God said? He said, you can keep my commandments. We don't have to go out here and get drunk or go out here and commit adultery. Go out here and lust. Go out here, beloved, and covet. Go out here and use God's name in vain. We don't have to do those things. And God knows, beloved, that we've got all the help we need right now to keep his blessed commandments. Walk after Christ. Walk after his commandments. And the third thing here is walk as we are charged. I thought about Brother Chris when you and I were ordained. Any man that's been ordained to preach the gospel, he received a charge. There'll be two charges in an ordination service. There'll be a charge to the church, and there'll be a charge to the man of God that's preaching. Amen. I can remember the men that were on that committee, amen, that ordination council. I can remember that. I can remember the questions. I can also remember my pastor. He must have known, Brother Gary, that I was as nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof. I didn't know what in the world. I didn't have a lot of Bible knowledge, you know what I mean? But he started the meeting off like this. He said, now, Brother Rick, you need to understand this. We're not against you. We're for you. Boy. Sure, I still begin to settle down a little bit. I felt like I was fixing to be crucified. Amen. They asked me some questions concerning the cardinal doctrines of the Word of God. Thank God. Those things were already settled in my heart. It's still the blood, say amen, that saves from sin. We don't believe the church is going through the tribulation. Amen. Matter of fact, Enoch walked with God and he was not. And he's a type, beloved, of the church that was delivered from the judgment. Noah walked with God and he went through the flood in the ark. And he's a type of Israel that goes through the tribulation. The benefits are seen in our loving. Listen to what Joshua said. But take diligent heed to do the commandment of, and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you. Now listen to this charge. To love the Lord your God, to walk in all of his ways, to keep his commandments. I love this right here. And cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. I don't know if anybody's getting it tonight, but if you could go back in your mind to the revival, God is just saying in the Word, but Brother Keith preached over and over, amen and amen and amen. That's what God's saying. Serve him. Acts chapter 11 verse 23 said, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all. Now watch this. With purpose of heart that they would cleave unto the Lord. Walking with God, staying close to God, cleaving unto the Lord. That don't happen by accident. We got a purpose. Daniel, we talked a little bit about the three Hebrew children this morning. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you read chapter number 1, you know what they did? They purposed in their heart that they would not defile themselves with the king's meat. No wonder Daniel could understand the dream. No wonder the three Hebrew children. Say amen. They were already separated, amen, from this ungodly world. And you get down there, and they were kind of concerned about it, but after they let them go a little while, they examined them. And you know what they said? They were 10 times better. 10 times better. It's a whole lot better to walk with God than it is not to. The benefit seen in our living. The benefit is seen in our loving. And then the last thing tonight in the message, the benefits of walking with God is seen in our leaving. One by one, less than the rapture takes place. Do you all in your mind, I'm asking, I guess it's personal, and I am not going to start naming names tonight. It's up above 25 now in 11 years that God has taken right out of our midst and taken them home. Y'all every once in a while think about them? Amen. I do. Do you miss them? I do. But you know what, youngins? We ain't going to miss them long. We're going to be leaving here. I think I heard a choir tonight, Brother Dale, sing about a meeting in there. I'm not going to be leaving on an airplane. I'm going to be leaving on plain air. I'm going to be with Jesus. And this benefit is seen in our leaving. I mentioned this verse this morning. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. You know what I want? When he comes after me, whether he comes after me in the rapture or whether he comes after me individually, I don't want it to be a shock, Sister Evelyn, when I step off on the other side. I'd like to be close to him. I'd like to be serving him. Give anything to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It's seen in our leaving. The Bible said that Enoch lived 65 years and he begot Methuselah. Now I want you to get this. I've read this last verse in this many, many, many times. I've read all of them, but I've always just thought about that last one. But Enoch lived 65 years and he begot Methuselah. So he's 65 years old when he begot Methuselah. And then the Bible said, and Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years. I never caught that. The Bible don't say what Enoch was doing before Methuselah. Say amen. But it said after that he begot Methuselah. We can nail that down for sure. I will say this. There have been individuals, and you're looking at one, that had no interest in walking with God till I held that first baby. When I held her in my arms, I said, I can't keep living like this. I saw a responsibility that I should have seen in marriage. But where I came from up around Baltimore, not many people took marriage seriously. It was one of them things, if it works good, if it don't, heck with it, go get you another one. I mean that. I'm not throwing stones. That was the attitude. I should have taken marriage just as seriously, but I didn't. But it did something to me when I held that first baby. I'd like to tell you I got saved right away. I didn't, but God began to work. I got in church. I began to hear the Word of God. 6.5 years later, I was able to swallow Noah's Ark full of pride and trust Jesus as my Savior. He walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, what I'm about to share with you is not original. I can't take credit for it. I heard Brother Mays Jackson say it. I don't know if Brother Mays, it was original with him, but he's the one I heard say it. He said the Americans had astronauts, and he said them Russians had cosmonauts. He said before either one of them, God had a was not. God took him. I believe God took him further than the moon. Up there where Paul went into that third heaven. It's going to get even better. In Revelation 21 and verse number 22, the benefits seen in our leaving. He said, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty had the Lamb or the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor in it. Looks to me like this light I've started in, I'm going to be walking in it for all eternity. Amen. That thrills me. I read this poem. I thought I'd share it with you. There's a man in yonder glory I have loved for many years. He has cleared my guilty conscience and has banished all my fears. He is coming in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, and no time will be allotted for you to utter one goodbye. No time to kiss the husband or embrace the loving wife if they are but united in the bonds of holy life. Are you ready, Christian, ready for shout and trump and voice? Will his coming make you tremble or cause you to rejoice? Are you walking, talking with him daily, taking him your care? Do you live so close to heaven that a breath would take you there? I got accused of something in the first church I pastored. A woman, I'm pretty sure she was north of 50 at the time. Reminds me of a story about the woman that got mad at the preacher. She said, preacher, if I was married to you, I'd feed you rat poison. He looked at her and said, honey, if I was married to you, I'd eat it too. Yeah, that can go both ways, can't it? Amen. But a woman said to me, said, preacher, said, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. That was said to my face. It hurt. I mean, I was young at the time, much younger than I am now. And you can say whatever you want to. None of us enjoy being criticized, do we? He said, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. It wasn't long after that till I found out there was something going on between her and a college student. Now here's the fact. It's one thing to accuse somebody of being so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. It's another thing to be so earthly minded, you're no heavenly good. If I'm going to be accused of something, one more thing and I'm finished. You like that, Miss Eve? My English is getting better. All I can say now is over 40 years married to an English teacher. That's all I got to do. Amen. If we ever get to 50, I'll say over 50 years. Amen. Listen to this, and I'm finished tonight. I didn't realize this. Anybody in the house tonight, in the church tonight, know what the word Maranatha means? Anybody know what it means? I didn't either. I read this. The word Maranatha is a Syriac expression that means our Lord comes. It was used as a greeting in the early church when believers gathered or parted. They didn't say hello or goodbye, but they said Maranatha. If we had the same upward look today, it would revolutionize the church. Oh, that God's people had a deepening awareness of the imminent return of the Savior. While on a South Pole expedition, British explorer, Sir Ernest Shackleton, he left a few men on Elephant Island, promising that he would return. Later, when he tried to go back, huge icebergs blocked the way. But suddenly, as if by a miracle, an avenue opened in the ice and Shackleton was able to get through. His men were ready and waiting, and they quickly scrambled aboard. No sooner had the ship cleared the island than the ice crashed together behind them. Contemplating their narrow escape, the explorer said to his men, "It was fortunate that you all were packed and ready to go." They replied, listen to this, "We never gave up hope. Whenever the sea was clear of ice, we rolled up our sleeping bags and reminded each other, the boss may come today." Glory to God. The hymn writer, Horatius Bonar, exhorted us to be ready for the last moment by being ready at every moment. I'm going to tell you something right now. The best way I know to be ready is just walk with Him. Be one day like Enoch. Come on, Enoch. I believe it's closer to my house than it is yours. Let's go home. So attending to every duty that let him come when he may, he finds his house in perfect order, awaiting his return. The trump may sound any time. How important it is for us as Christians to be packed and ready to go. Amen. I understand that from the illustration, but I'll just say this. We're not going to take anything with us. Ain't not a thing I need to pack. Say amen. The only thing I can hope to take with me is somebody else. Somebody that now doesn't know the Lord would come to know the Lord as we walk with Him. Amen. I'm just glad you come tonight. I don't know about y'all, but I just want to go walk with Him another week, don't you? Another day, another week. The benefits of walking with God. We love Him tonight, but don't ever forget, it's because He first loved us. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our people, a good crowd that's come out tonight. God, would You help us tonight to walk with You this week? God, You're helping me. Lord, there's things that's been a hindrance for years. God, You're just helping me. God, I pray tonight that come Wednesday night, Lord, we'd come just anticipating what You'd say to us next. Lord, I love You tonight. I thank You for loving me. Thank You for my people. And God, if there's someone here tonight that's not taken that first step, the first step in walking with the Lord is being saved. God, I didn't know that night when You saved me that I was going to get to walk with You. I didn't know about this journey. I didn't know about this adventure. But God, I sure am grateful for it. And I could stand, Lord, for hours upon hours and speak of Your goodness. Speak of Your direction in our lives. Speak of Your grace. And speak of Your mercy. God, You've been good to us. Help us as we leave here tonight, Lord, to leave in Your watch care. Come back at the next appointed time. And God will give You glory for what You do. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen.